This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Trump administration laid off the scientists who ran the government's climate website, then shut the website down entirely. So the scientists rebuilt it themselves with their own money and put it back online last week. The site is called climate.us, and it replaces climate.gov, which had been the trusted government source that nearly a million people visited every month for clear official data on a warming country. Last year, the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, under trillionaire Elon Musk, laid off the entire team that ran the climate website. Visitors now hit a page saying the data has moved to NOAA.gov, where, in practice, it is buried and nearly impossible to find. Rebecca Lindsay ran climate.gov for years before DOGE cut her job. So in August last year, she and two other laid-off colleagues started rebuilding the whole thing from scratch. They crowdsourced about $280,000 to cover the technical work and recruited more than 80 volunteer scientists to fact-check everything the site publishes. Because the underlying data is public, they were able to download it and rebuild the dashboards, the 15-year archive of climate stories, the maps, classroom materials, all of it. The hardest part, Lindsay said, was rebuilding the search function. A climate scientist at Texas Tech who used to send people to the old climate website said the new one closes the gap. A data preservation expert called it a success story born from the brain drain that the Trump administration created, with all that expertise now sitting outside a government that didn't want it. Lindsay says the team is debating whether to hand the site back to a future administration or keep it independent for good. She's leaning toward keeping it out of reach. Lindsay said the fact that they got rid of it so easily is proof that we shouldn't make it vulnerable again. Again, the new site is climate.us. Just east of Missoula, a huge data center proposed by a company called Cramboo for the old mill town of Bonner will not happen after the property owner withdrew support for the project last week. Mike Heisey, general manager of the Bonner Mill Industrial Park, told Missoula County officials that he decided to withdraw his signature on Cramboo's application after hearing the public's concerns about the proposed facility's potential impacts on the environment. The county had been reviewing the application submitted by Cramboo, an Idaho-based data center company, for a facility in the former UFP Edge building at the industrial park. The industrial park is the site of the former Stimson Mill, which closed in 2008 and now houses several manufacturing businesses. The proposal had received pushback from local residents concerned about the data center's environmental impact, including water use, noise, and potential pollution of the nearby Blackfoot River. The Cramboo facility was expected to use about 7 megawatts of power initially, but it indicated it could use up to 100 megawatts. At the same time as they were reviewing Cramboo's data center application, the Missoula County Commissioners have passed an interim zoning proposal that temporarily pauses the development of new or expanding data centers while the county updates its regulations aimed at mitigating potential impacts to public health, safety, and natural resources. The moratorium would not have affected the Bonner proposal because the application had already been submitted, but county planners have said that the moratorium partially stemmed from the number of issues that staff discovered while reviewing Cramboo's application, many of which were brought forward by the public. The county's current regulations on cryptocurrency mines and data centers were adopted in 2021 in response to energy use and noise problems with a cryptocurrency mine that operated at the Bonner Industrial Park from 2017 to 2020. Missoula County Commissioner Josh Slotnick said he received a surge of approving feedback after the proposed moratorium on data centers was first announced. Slotnick said, "I don't think I've ever gotten so much positive email." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.